It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelk.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. And I wanted to mix it up a little bit today. And by the way, I should note yesterday the NFL announced that Giants wide receiver Brandon Collins was suspended for the first four games of the regular season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. No official word on what he was found guilty of using, whether it was a performance enhancer or something else, but the assumption is that it's a performance-enhancing deal. Stupid move by Brandon Collins. Let's just, you know, say it like it is. If you looked at the website last week, one of the questions we posed to all of our writers was, who do you think your surprise player is going to be this training camp that's going to make the team? And both myself and Dan Salamone both took Brandon Collins as our guy. He was that good in training camp. And as a special teamer, as a slot wide receiver, I frankly thought he was better than Jarrell Jernigan. And I thought he outplayed him. And I thought he could do it again this offseason and maybe find a way to make his way onto this roster. But if you're going to miss the first four games of the season, it's going to be tough now for him to really do enough to get on that roster. Then again, you could hold him in that suspension state. You can replace him on the roster during that time. Then they can make a decision after four games. You can do that. But certainly Brandon Collins are not helping himself with that suspension. Very foolish. But want to stick on the wide receivers. Obviously, Victor Cruz signed his tender this offseason. Akeem Nicks is up after next year, but he attended minicamp. Both guys will be at training camp doing their thing. So here's where we sit. My question of the day is, where would you rank Akeem Nicks and Victor Cruz in the pantheon of NFL wide receivers? I have current guys, not all time. So I'll say maybe pantheon is the wrong word. Out of current NFL wide receivers, where do you rank Victor Cruz and Akeem Nicks? And I got to be honest with you, this is not easy. I've been going through this with Dan here for about the last 15 minutes, and it's not easy. Here's where I'll start, and I'm sure this will get some people upset, so I'll start here. This is who I put ahead of Nicks and Cruz. Calvin Johnson, almost had 2,000 receiving yards last year. Insane player, Megatron. Andre Johnson. I know everybody, Andre Johnson, he had a down year last year. He didn't play that well, wasn't great. Well, maybe that's only because he had 5 touchdowns. Well, do you like his 112 catches for 1,600 yards? 14.3 average? That's pretty good. So, yeah, Andre Johnson better than those two guys. 3, I think you got to put Brandon Marshall there. I realize his yards per catch isn't great, only 12.8. But he's playing with a young quarterback, not a great offense, still managed to catch 1,500 yards worth of passes on 118 receptions and 11 touchdowns. So I have Brandon Marshall ahead of both Nicks and Cruz. The other guy I'm going to put ahead of him is Roddy White. 92 catches, 1,350 yards, 7 touchdowns, excuse me, and the year before he was even better with over 100 catches. Big Roddy White fan. I also have Larry Fitzgerald ahead of the two of them. I realize he had a down year last year. More to do with the Cardinals' pathetic quarterback situation. I think it's fair to say if you had a draft today, you would take Larry Fitzgerald over Nicks or Cruz. So, go Fitz. Then these are the two guys that I wasn't positive about, but I put them ahead of Nicks and Cruz anyway. And they're two younger guys. And the reason I put them ahead is that I believe they will continue to improve and eventually be better than Nicks and Cruz. The first one is A.J. Green. I realize he's young, but he's playing an offense in Cincinnati that's not great. He does not have an explosive quarterback by any means. 97 catches last year, 1,350 yards, 14 average yards per reception and 11 touchdowns. That's really, really good. He can run after the catch. He can get down the field, catch the deep ball. And he's only going to get better as him and Andy Dalton improve and get older. And boy, he's going to have quite a payday. I wonder if the Bengals are going to pony up the money they need to pony up to sign A.J. Green. Because he's going to want cash. I mean, he's going to want a $100 million contract, or at least an $80, $90 million contract. He's going to want a, you know, 6 years at 15 per. That's what he's going to want. I wonder if the Bengals are eventually going to pony up to pay him. And the last guy I have ahead of Nixon Cruz, and I know Giant fans probably really aren't going to like this one, but I'm sticking with it, and that's Dez Bryant. 92 catches last year, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns, became a true number one target. His numbers the second half of the season, even better than his season-long average. He got better as the year went along. Finally seems to be maturing, understanding what it takes to succeed in the NFL. Not getting in trouble off the field as much. And this year, who would you rather have as your starting wide receiver? Dez Bryant or Nix or Cruz? I think I'm going Dez. So, those are the guys I have ahead of Nix and Cruz. Seven. Now, these are the guys that I'm kind of having trouble figuring out. And maybe you guys can help me on the phones here, 201-939-4513, and on Twitter at hashtag GiantsChat. Okay? These are the guys that I have in the same tier as Nix and Cruz. Demaryius Thomas, who I don't want to put ahead of him. So, I think he got a lot of numbers last year because of Peyton Manning. But his numbers last year were off the charts. 94 catches, 1,400 yards, 10 touchdowns. Do you put him ahead of Nix or Cruz off of 1 year? I hesitate. Vincent Jackson, big play guy. 72 catches, 1,300 yards, 19.2 yards per reception. Ridiculous. 8 touchdowns. Maybe a little inconsistent. I'm not sure I put him in front of Nix or Cruz, but I think about it. Percy Harvin's another guy. Injuries, not as consistent. Eh. Then you have Julio Jones. Honestly, I'm leaning towards moving him ahead of Nix and Cruz, and that's only because I think he, like those other guys like A.J. Green and Dez Bryant, he's going to get better. And already last year in just his second season, 79 catches, 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns. 15 yards per catch. I'm a big Julio Jones guy. Then you have the Wes Welkers, the Greg Jennings, the Randall Cobbs, the Reggie Waynes, the Mike Wallaces, who I think are all kind of in the Nixon Cruz range. So I think if you're going to be fair, and I think Nixon Cruz are pretty much right next to each other. Nix's injuries hold him back. We've had that comparison a lot. We can get into that if you want, who you like better, Nix or Cruz long term. I mean, they're about, you know, somewhere between, I'd say, 8 and 12. If you want to rank wide receivers in the NFL, both those guys, somewhere in that 8 to 12 range. And I think that's fair. They have the ability to move up a little bit, perhaps. But I don't think they're breaking into the top five. It would be tough. But I don't think, you know, probably not dropping below 15 either, unless Akeem Nix has another really injury-ravaged season. And the problem the Giants are going to run into is they're going to have to pay those guys, you know, 8 to 12 receiver money when you get to their contract years next season, assuming the Giants can't figure out a long-term deal with Victor Cruz before then. So it'll be interesting to see. 201-939-4513. Let's start it out with Steve in Washington, D.C. Steve, what's going on, pal?
Awesome. Not too much, guys. I'm going to be quick because I got a meeting to go to today.
Yeah, go ahead.
But listen, first of all, you really trying to get mad break talking about some Dez Bryant. Come on, that dude don't even know the plays half the time. How is he? I understand his numbers were decent at the end of last season, but I do not have him being disciplined, and I'm really not sure of how much progress we're going to see because he's his biggest enemy, and I think that in itself means that the odds are not in his favor. But I didn't hear you say Larry Fitzgerald.
No. I have Larry Fitzgerald on the list in that first tier with Calvin, Andre, and Brandon Marshall. He had a bad year last year because of the quarterback situation, but I have Larry Fitzgerald in that first tier, no doubt about it.
Well, let me tell you, ask you this. First of all, are you talking about duos when you say Knicks and Cruz, and then you're comparing them to single receivers?
Well,
I'm
not talking the combination here. I'm talking as individual wide receivers, not as a duo.
Listen, for the sake of time, I'm just going to say this. About more than 80% of your list, I got behind Knicks. I'll give you Cruz all day, but not Knicks. Like I said, Calvin Johnson, obviously. What's the other kid down there playing with Roddy White down in Atlanta?
Julio Jones.
Yeah, Julio. Who else do we have out there? But I said I would only put maybe three to four receivers ahead of Knicks.
Okay, hold on. Calvin Johnson's ahead of Knicks. Andre Johnson's ahead of Knicks. Larry Fitzgerald's ahead of Knicks. Roddy White's ahead of Knicks. And Brandon Marshall's ahead of Knicks. So that's five right there.
I'll give you the first four. I don't give you Brandon Marshall.
He had 118 catches. He had 118 catches for 1,500 yards last year with a not very good quarterback. That's pretty darn good.
And the offensive line stinks too. But you got to look at these teams. I mean, pretty much if you look at these teams, they have no other weapons on their teams. I'm pretty sure Hakeem and Victor could have, just as many catches and – I'm pretty sure, Cruz will have a lot more yak than most of those guys.
Steve, hold on one second. Last year, Victor Cruz was kind of the big weapon on the Giants' offense. So with Hakeem Nicks banged up, Victor Cruz was the guy for the Giants on offense, and he only caught 85 balls, and his yards per catch were only 12, which is lower than every single one of these guys on the list because he couldn't get a lot of yards per catch because teams were focusing on him. Cruz got just as much focus last year as Brandon Marshall, and Marshall came up with much better numbers.
Yeah, I give you that. Like I said, it's just really hard to compare. Like I said, I'll give you, the first four on Hakeem and, probably the first eight on Cruz. But, I got Cruz as definitely being top five. And, as far as the duo, I would say they're top three duo, but – guys, I'm sorry. I gotta get this.
Go ahead, Steve.
You guys, thanks for taking the call, man. I'll tune in later. You guys have a good one.
All right, thanks, man. Steve, get to that meeting, man. It's more important. I don't want Steve losing his job. And as a duo, honestly, I still think Cruz and Knicks is probably. Well, Mike Wallace is in Miami now. I'll still put Roddy White, Julio Jones as the number one duo in the league. Second best duo. Do I go Nixon Cruz as a second best duo, or do I go Mike Wallace and Brandon Marshall? That's a good question. I think I'm going to go Nixon Cruz with the second best duo. See, I can get people upset. People will call it in. I like this. Mix it up a little bit. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Frank in New York City. Frank, what's going on, pal?
Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm doing all right, Frank. What's up, pal?
I think it's a great question you posed because I think Cruz and Knicks are two, when you look at the, obviously we all know Cruz plays a slot, but they're two completely opposite of what they do. And I think Knicks is definitely in that top five. And if I had to go with who's better, if you're going to go with him over Marshall, it's 100% him over Brandon Marshall. The game that I go back to last year is when Cruz wasn't healthy. And I think it was that Tampa game where Eli just threw the ball up to Knicks, and he was a physical presence, and he was out-muscling, and he was out-willing the other receivers. And I think if Knicks stays healthy this year, it's almost a tie between him, Johnson, and Marshall.
Wait, Calvin or Andre?
Calvin. I'm sorry, Andre.
Okay,
Calvin's
okay. Okay, that,
far,
that's
Calvin's fair. The best receiver in the NFL. But I think if Knicks is healthy, he's top. Like, call me crazy, I think he's top three.
Okay. I'm going to fight you a little bit here. One, you can't just assume Knicks is going to be healthy, and that's why I have him lower on my list. Hakeem Knicks has never in his four NFL seasons played 16 games. In 2 years, he played 13, and last year, those 13 games, he was, quite frankly, not very good. He had 53 catches. He was injured the whole year. He played 14 games as a rookie, 15 games in 2011. He's never caught more than 1,200 yards worth of balls in a season. He's never caught 80 passes in a season. I have trouble ranking him up in that top five when he's never had 1,200 yards, never had 80 catches, and has only had 10 or more touchdowns once.
No, that you're it's fair. It's a fair point, and you always say with injuries and everything, you can't assume a guy is going to be healthy. But I'm excited to see if he could stay healthy.
Right.
He is absolutely a physical beast, and the guy out-muscles receivers. And when you go to when you said duos, I think you're right. Cruz and Nix is definitely two. Julio and Roddy White are almost similar to what Cruz and Nix are to the Giants. And if I was taking a duo, it kills me to say that I would probably almost contradict myself, go with White and Jones because they're almost a little more healthier, obviously.
Right.
But I just want to get back to one point you were talking about yesterday about
sure.
the linebackers.
Go ahead.
One guy I'm excited to see, maybe I'm drinking the Aaron Curry juice as well, the Kool-Aid, but he seems to be saying the right things, doing the right things, and again, injuries. If he could stay healthy, this guy, he was a top-five pick. You're not just a top-five pick because you don't have talent. If this guy could put it together, he could really be a force for the Giants this year.
No, look, you're right. If Aaron Curry's knees can get healthy, and I can tell you, during OTAs and during minicamp, in between practice, he's walking around with ice packs on his knees. He's really trying to manage them and make sure they're okay heading into, you know, this season. And if he can stay healthy, could the Giants get, you know, a hidden prize there? Sure. Do I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler? No. Could he be an effective starter if he stays healthy? I think he probably could.
All right, well, thanks for taking the call, John, and I hope this heat goes away and we get some football weather soon, because I have 2 days of this weather, I'm done.
I'm with you, Frank. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Great. See, this is why it's a little contradictory from Frank. And he admitted it himself. He was laughing at himself. He wants Knicks to be top, you know, number four, but then all of a sudden he has White and Jones ahead of Knicks and Cruz. See, and I've had this conversation before. I know Mike Farmer's probably going to yell at me on Twitter. If I had to choose today between Cruz and Nix, I might pick Victor Cruz. Only because I'm terrified of Akeem Nix's injuries. Guys, it scares me. It really does. This is a guy that at the young age of 25 can't stay healthy. Whether it's a foot, it's a knee, it's a hamstring. It's always something different. And some guys are just injury prone. And maybe Nix is one of those guys. And I worry about him staying healthy and being an effective receiver for a long time. And I think the Giants are a little bit too, quite honestly. I really do. And that's why part of me might rather have Victor Cruz than Akeem Nix. If you guarantee me 16 games from Nix and he's healthy for a full season, do I think he's the best wide receiver on the Giants? Sure. Could he be a top five wide receiver in football? Sure. But the injuries scare the hell out of me. Can you blame me? Let's go to our phones at 201-939-4513. Let's go to Shakes down in Baltimore. Shakes, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Shakes?
I'm all right, man. You got me, though. Oh, man, when I heard this, when you said this, I immediately called. But you said Dez Bryant, man?
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant?
Yes, sir.
Dez Bryant. Come on.
92 catches, 1,380 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
Listen, you can throw numbers at me all day, okay? But to Akeem Nix, it's no comparison, man. Like, really. It's no comparison.
Akeem Nix has never caught. Right. Wait, no, hold on. Akeem Nix has never caught 12 touchdowns. Akeem Nix has never had 1,300 yards. Okay. Akeem Nix has never had 90 catches.
I know the stats, but it's still no comparison.
Why?
It's still no comparison.
Why?
He doesn't do the things Akeem Nix can do.
Wait, hold on. What does Akeem Nix do that Dez Bryant physically cannot do? Please tell me.
Okay, let me go on.
Dez Bryant might be the second best athlete in the entire NFL.
Oh, yeah. Oh, his potential is so high. But the mind. Does he master the playbook better than Akeem Nix masters his? I don't think so.
How do you judge that,
because you can see from the route running. You can see from the route running. Ray Charles can see that.
No, but see, Shakes, if we were having this conversation even last October, let's say, if we were having this conversation October 1, 2012, I would agree with you. And I would say Knicks is a better wide receiver than Dez Bryant. But from my perspective, watching him play over the course of the year, I think Dez Bryant, and I could be wrong, we'll see in 2013 if I'm right or not, I think Dez Bryant turned the corner in 2013, where he became a more complete, and dare I use the word, a more of a cerebral wide receiver, and became a better player and a better route runner about halfway through last year, where I think this year he could be a 1,500-yard type of receiver, to be totally honest with you. I think he's turned the corner and can be that good.
Okay. I can give you that, but I'm not going to give you 1,500. I probably 12, 13.
All right, 1,380 last year. Remember, 1,380.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But I still think Akeem Nix is better.
Okay, that's
I
fair.
I still think he's better. And, yeah, you can say injuries. Yes, you're right. Akeem Nix has never been healthy since he came in the league. That's being honest. Even when a rookie, he was nicked up. No pun intended. but still, you can't really base everything on health. I mean, Dez Bryant can, knock on wood, I don't wish injury on nobody, but he can tear up his knees in training camp, and boom, there you go. He's not healthy. I mean, that's football. That's football. That's how it is. It's contact sport. People get injured. Okay, yes. Granted, he has never been healthy, but just imagine if he has been healthy, what he has done so far, not being nicked up, being hurt, see what he done being like that. Can you imagine him healthy? What he can do?
No, Shakes, I agree with you. And I said it a second ago, if you can guarantee me Hakeem Nicks at 100% for 16 games, I think he's a 1,400-yard, 12-touchdown wide receiver.
But you can't guarantee that for any receiver. You can't guarantee that for any player. Besides maybe Eli and Peyton.
You can't. Peyton
went down.
No, Shakes, you can't guarantee it, but I think you can say some guys are more likely. Is Roddy White more likely to play 16 games, or is Akeem Nix more likely to play 16 games? I think Roddy White is, because he's done it more in his career. You know what I mean?
You're right. And also, with that combination, I had a problem with it.
What's that?
Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nix is way better. Not way better. But, yeah, they're better than Roddy White and Julio Jones. And I'm a big Julio Jones fan.
It's very
close. He came out of Alabama. It is very close. But I give Hakeem Nix and Victor Cruz the edge just because of the fear factor, the route running. They always open. And you can't stop. You can't stop both of them. Both of them on the field, you can't just double one and take them out. You can do that with Roddy White and Julio. I've seen it done.
All right, Shakes, that's fair, but don't you agree that, and I think you made this argument just the other day, that Eli Manning is a much better quarterback than Matt Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah,
so aren't those two guys putting up better, just as good a numbers of the quarterback that you don't think is quite as good?
Here's my argument with that, though. Where did I have Matt Ryan? I had him at 9, right?
Yeah.
And I had Eli at 5.
Yes.
Four spots difference. You know, with dominant receivers, you know,
I hear you.
Not too far ahead. Now, I can see if I said Matt Ryan was like maybe a 13, 14 quarterback and the receivers is making him. No. Matt Ryan is up there. He's a top 10 quarterback.
That's fair.
Right. So, yeah, that's my argument. Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nix is better than Roddy White and Julio Jones, and Hakeem Nix is way better than Dez Bryant.
Way better.
way better.
You know what? Honestly, I think Nix and Dez are close, and like I said, you know, I have a curious question. I know people got really upset about Dez. What do you think about A.J. Green and Nix?
Oh man, A.J. Green, I'm high on him. He's unstoppable. He don't even have receivers to compliment him, and he's still killing. He's still just grabbing balls. He's grabbing one-handers. He's a beast. He's a beast. You can't stop him. He's too fast. He got the height. He can jump. He's a new modern age Randy Moss.
Fair enough, Shakes. We appreciate the call, bud.
All right, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Always fun. I know I got Shakes annoyed. So he doesn't have a problem with AJ Green. Does have a huge problem with Dez. That's fair. And look, I don't think it's a slam dunk that Dez is that much better than Knicks. But I think next year, if you have to take one guy for 16 games, I think you'd take Dez. Based on what he did last season and Knicks' injury history. And believe me, this is not part of some kind of a Giants conspiracy to try to get his contract number down. Trust me, it's not. But that's just my opinion based on the numbers and what I've seen from the guys. And I've seen, you know, both guys play a lot of football games. Knicks more than Dez, but I've seen both guys play a lot of football. And again, if we were having this conversation on October 1st, I'd tell you Knicks is a much, much better wide receiver than Dez Bryant. Much. But I really think, in my opinion, again, I could be wrong. We'll find out. I think Dez turned a bit of a corner last year. And I think he's going to be a top five wide receiver next season in the league. I really do. We'll see if I'm right or wrong. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Don up in Rochester, New Hampshire. Don, what's going on?
How you doing, John?
Doing all right, Don. What's up, pal?
Good. I was just listening to the conversation. Great, great topic. And I mean, and first of all, I'm glad to see that Victor Cruz got signed.
Yep.
That's great, even though it was a tenure. That's fine. Secondly, Dez Bryant is a great receiver, and if you don't believe me, just ask him.
That is true. That's fair. But you know what? Honestly, you know who else you could ask about Dez Bryant, a wide receiver? The Giants pro scouting department and their cornerbacks, who, by the way, they had a lot of trouble covering Dez. And think about it this way. You know, Dez was almost, you know, one fingertip away from having another, what was it, another 45 yards receiving, another touchdown if he gets his finger inbounds against the Giants in that game.
Exactly. I mean, he's a great athlete. I do not there are no way, shape, or form you could say he's not a great wide receiver. The other thing I was wondering, maybe Shakes might think that Aaron Curry can play wide receiver.
I'm surprised he didn't have an additional Aaron Curry comment there. Maybe he was cut off when the guy was talking about it. Very funny. I agree, Don.
Yeah, okay. Now, one question for
you.
And this is the thing. The difference, what do you think the difference is between a wide receiver and a slot receiver? I mean, basically, what do you think the big difference is between those two?
The guy that plays wide probably is better top-end speed. The guy that plays inside is usually probably a little bit smaller, has better short-area quickness. And I think the reason they're probably a little bit smaller inside is that they're better able to avoid taking that big hit because, they're closer to the ground, they're a little bit quicker. So physically, I think those generally are the differences between the slot and the wide receivers.
Okay, that's fair enough. And what I was going to say was a wide receiver is typically asked to beat double coverage every now and then. So what I'm going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I don't think you could lump Victor Cruz in with all the wide receivers. I think your summation of all the wide receivers is great. I really like your picks and your rankings. But I think if you're going to go with just apples versus oranges, that I think Victor Cruz is probably the best slot receiver in the league. Better than Randall Cobb, better than Wes Welker, better than Amendola. And that's just a thought.
Yeah, I was actually amazed. Somebody sent me a link. I think it was NFL.com that had a top five slot wide receiver list. And they had Victor Cruz behind Randall Cobb. They had Victor Cruz behind Wes Welker. And they had Victor Cruz behind, I'm trying to think of the first guy in the list. Percy Harvin, I think, was number two in that list. And I don't frankly see how any of that is possible. I think I would take Cruz as the best slot receiver in football, hands down. And quite frankly, he still does enough damage outside as the Giants' starting number two wide receiver, where I classify him as more than just a slot guy. I think he's better than that, to be quite honest with you. And I think he does enough outside where you can include him in the conversation. Is he a different type of wide receiver? Yes. But I think he can still be included in the conversation with these other guys.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, great show. I really enjoy listening. Have yourself a great day.
Hey, you too, Don. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye. Yeah, I get you want to separate slot and wide. That's great. But Victor Cruz plays out wide a lot. I mean, not so much last year, but wasn't Victor Cruz outside when he caught the 98-yarder against the Jets at the end of 2012? Wasn't he lined up outside on that play? I don't think he was in the slot. He was in the slot on the deep pass to beat the Redskins last year on that post. That for sure. I don't remember that jet play. I wasn't sure if they were running two or three wideouts on that play. 201-939-4513. Let's continue the conversation with Len down in Maryland. Len, what's going on, pal?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Doing all right, Len. What's up?
Good, good. Well, look, good topic. I you know, my feeling on this, I think you mentioned all the usual suspects, and, you know, Nix and Cruz are right there in the middle of it, and my feeling is this. Give me a healthy Nix and Cruz with Eli throwing. Let's play.
No, that's fair. And again, remember, just like I said, Landa, if you guarantee me a healthy Nix for 16 games, he's a top five guy. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Now, Cruz, in my opinion, there's never been anybody like Victor at the slot position. I know you know I'm a big I'm a big fan, and I tend to exaggerate a little bit. So I'm trying to stay calm, John.
Yeah.
But we've never seen anybody like Victor. Not just you. You can have all those other guys. Give me 27-year-old Victor Cruz in the slot position, particularly with a healthy Nix on one side, and oh my gosh, Reuben Randall on the other side, with Eli throwing the ball and David Wilson running the ball. We're going to see a lot of salsa dancing and a lot of backflips this year.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
I can't wait, John.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about duos.
This offense is going to be capable of 5, 6, 7 scores a game.
If you want to talk about a trio of wide receivers, you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Nix, Cruz, and Randall, in my opinion, around the
NFL.
Oh, my gosh,
John. That's going to be unbelievable. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Now, here's the only bad news in that, and I got to temper my excitement with this. One, of course, is Nix's health. I mean, we know the record, right? Secondly, John, boy, it better be this year, because I just don't think we're going to be able to keep both these guys and sign Pierre Paul and hope to sign Linville Joseph. There's just not going to be enough money to go around.
It'll be tough.
I mean, it's going to be one. So let's get it this year, John. This is the year. This is it. Eli has the big year. Man, I can't wait for the season to start. Do I sound excited, John?
Yeah, a little bit.
5 weeks to training camp. Hey, here's a word. Can I change the subject for just one minute?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'm going to throw some names out to you, all right? Mm-hmm. Ryan Terrain, Hanoski, Jarrell Jernigan, the tight end Donnell, who we've been talking about all offseason, Snee, Boss, Pierre Paul, Marvin Austin, Marcus Kuhn, Terrell Thomas. Those guys were either not practicing at minicamp or very limited.
The one guy you were wrong about on that mix was Marvin Austin. I think Marvin Austin was actually full go during minicamp, if I'm not mistaken. But everybody else was limited in some way or didn't practice at all.
But,
you are correct.
But that's 9 or 10 guys, John.
Yep.
And, you know, we know there's a couple of givens for the pup list, you know, preseason pup list.
Yeah, Pierre-Paul, Hanoski.
You know, you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a doctor. I mean, we know there's 3 or 4 guys who for sure are going on that pup list. We got to hope we can get these guys back for the regular season. Or some of them, anyway.
And in my opinion, the only two guys that are a danger, Lynn, of not being back for the regular season are, again, we'll see how Terrell Thomas' knee reacts to training camp. We'll see. I think in terms of structurally it's sound now, but I think the two guys you worry about are Hanoski and Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think that's – well, those are the givens. And, of course, those are the biggest stars. Although, John, you know, you could make an argument. Is there a position – I hate to do this because it is a team game, and I know where you always kind of talk about it in those terms. But let me say this. Is there any position on this Giants football team that is less important than the fullback position?
Less important.
And I'm not talking. And I'm not talking about the player now.
I'm not talking about Henry.
I'm not talking about Kevin Booth.
You can argue maybe the third starting linebacker, since they're not on the field very often.
Right. Okay. Could be. But I mean, you know, there's going to be some cuts. I want Henry back. Don't get me wrong.
He's not going anywhere.
I think he's. Yeah, I think he's going to be a fine fullback for a couple of years. Although we have a history, you know, Madison Hedgecock, Jim Finn, even Charles Way, you know, getting beat up out of that fullback position.
Yeah.
And Vontae Lynch.
Leach.
You know, John, there's a reason. I know it's a money issue with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that comes to light. But, you know, John, the word down here is this guy may be cooked.
Is it really?
You know, you don't let a guy like that go unless you've drafted somebody in the fourth round like they did, a fullback.
Right.
You know, a kid from Harvard. Let's not get too excited about Leach. I mean, 5 years ago, hey, great player. But this guy, you know, the word was he gets to Friday and he's still hurt from the previous week.
Mm.
I mean, an 11-year veteran, and I hope Vontae's not listening because I'm not down. He's been a wonderful fullback in the NFL and a wonderful player. And I'll just end by saying, you know my philosophy. We're not going to beat the Ravens, John, with ex-Ravens players. We got to get people who are better than the guys they're cutting.
I appreciate
the
call.
You have a great day.
You too, man.
You have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. Take it easy. And
by
the way, Desmond Bishop signed with the Vikings. Is that official yet? I know Pro Football Talk report. I'm not sure if it's official yet. But there you go. So no Desmond Bishop for everybody that was all excited about that. 201-939-4513. Two more calls before we say goodbye. Owen in Toronto's been holding for a while. Owen, thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling. What's up?
All right. Hey, man. First time caller, excited to call in. I was on Twitter and I saw you. Somebody tweeted about it, so just had to call and give my thoughts quickly.
Yeah, drop it. What do you got?
First of all, I just want to start off with I don't have a problem with Dez Bryant the first day. I think he's a great receiver. I totally agree with you. I know people were calling in and somebody had a hard time with that. I could totally understand why you think he's better than. I don't think he's better than Cruz, but well. Yeah, maybe, but I understand why you think he could be a top five receiver and better than Akeem next. But the guy I had the biggest problem with
who's that?
Was probably Larry Fitzgerald. I understand the whole quarterback and all that stuff, but I really just don't think he's I understand he's a great receiver. I've seen the stats. You can throw numbers at me, but I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's what he used to be. I know he's not that old of a guy, but he was the guy I had the biggest problem with. Everybody else I happen to mostly agree with, but Larry Fitzgerald, I just don't think he's that good anymore. I mean, I know he's had bad quarterbacks, and he doesn't have a great quarterback this year. I mean, he has a bit of an upgrade, but I don't think he's that good. I think that if you have a healthy Akeem next, which is a problem, definitely take him over Larry Fitzgerald. A healthy Akeem next, I don't even think it's close with Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, you know what? I think, Owen, your argument with Fitzgerald is interesting because is there really a way for us to know how much better he would be if he had a better quarterback? And obviously, you can't look in a crystal ball. There's no way to tell. So is it possible that he's taken a dip, you know, the last couple of years at the age of 29 or 30? Some guys get worse quicker. That's possible. So I can't tell you you're wrong because his numbers the last 2 years are certainly down. But I think we're going to know this year. Carson Palmer isn't the guy he used to be. But look, he did get Brandon Myers, a tight end, 80 catches last year. So I'm curious to see what Larry Fitzgerald does this year with a better quarterback. And then I think we'll have a better read as to how much he has left in the tank.
Yeah. Also, there's a couple more things.
Sure.
With Victor Cruz and the whole slot, the slot wide receiver, I heard you were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's first or second. There's Randall Cobb, Danny Amendola. No disrespect to them at all. They're good slot receivers, but oh my god, he's either number one or two. The only guy I think maybe is better than him is Welker. Welker's getting older. Plus, he's on a great offense with Peyton Manning throwing the ball to him, and he has all those guys too with competition this year. So, I think he'll end up this year being the number one slot receiver. But you can argue maybe number two, but nobody else comes even close. Other than Welker, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. See, to me, what puts Cruz ahead is Welker is his big playability. Welker's not going to break that run after the catch for another 50, 60 yards and score a touchdown, whereas Cruz can. Now, could I see Randall Cobb maybe in a couple years or maybe even this year getting to Victor Cruz's level? Yeah, I think he could. I think he has that much talent, but I don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, also another guy on that, with the you're talking about the duos. Now, with the duos, I think that it's very close between Cruz and Hakeem Nicks and Julio Jones and Roddy White. The thing I like about Roddy White is that he, if you look at, I think he's played like 7 or 8 years. I might be wrong about that, around there though, and he's never missed a game in his whole career.
It's unbelievable.
That's just. Yeah, unbelievable. I was looking this morning because I was listening. I heard you talking about it, and I was looking, like, I was thinking, like, he's a pretty good receiver. Let's see. And I looked, and I see, has not missed one game. That's the thing. That's why I might say he's better than he has a better chance of having a better year than Hakeem Nicks, because he's played 7 or 8 years and hasn't missed a game. It's just terrific.
It's unbelievable.
The guy's, like, 32 years old, I think, now, or something like that. His numbers aren't really dropping that much lately. Maybe they'll drop a bit this year, but the guy's unbelievable. And Julio Jones, oh, I'm a huge fan of that guy. Oh, my God. His big playability, everything about him, I think he's great. So, I might have to give it to that duo, slightly over Cruz and Hakeem Nicks. But if Nicks can stay healthy, I think that it could be a better duo. If Nicks isn't healthy, I'll give it to Roddy White and Julio Jones. Like, I mean, they're both great duos. They both have great quarterbacks thrown to them. I'll take Eli over Matt Ryan. Not that we're talking about that, but
me too.
But those are definitely the top two duos.
I appreciate the call, Owen. Thanks a lot, man. Great stuff.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really enjoy your show. I hope to call back in soon.
Yeah, anytime, man. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Going across the border to Canada. We like it. Love Toronto. It's a good town. At the Sky Dome back in the day. It's a fun place. Final call of the show at 201-939-4513 is Andrew down in Virginia. Andrew, what's going on, pal?
John, what do I tell you every day on Twitter, man? You got to extend the show. I want this thing going into lunchtime. I want to listen to my Giants talk all the way through lunch.
Well, you know what? Actually, it's funny. Like, the last week and a half, we've gotten so much action on the phones from these topics we've been doing. We've been going a good 45, 50 minutes on these shows. It's actually gone pretty well.
It's been great, and I think a few new people have been calling in here and there. I enjoy it. I love it. And, you know, you can't compete with all Giants talk for an hour in the morning every day. I mean, that's just the best.
I'm happy to provide it, Andrew.
Yes, you got to get another hour out of you in the next year.
I got it.
But, Nicks and Cruz as a tandem, they're definitely a top five tandem in the whole league.
Top three, I'd say, even, to be honest with you. The only two tandems I think can match up with them are Roddy White and Julio Jones, and then you have the Mike Wallace-Brandon Marshall tandem. I think those are the only two tandems that even come close, to be honest with you.
That's difficult, but then look at Green Bay's system. And it's a system more than it is, you know, any one person.
Right.
But Green Bay, those receivers just – I mean, look at Matt Flynn. Sick touchdown. You know, you can go in Green Bay. You and I could probably throw a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, you know what, Andrew? You make a good point. I was talking about the best trio in the league. And you know what? The one trio that might be better than Cruz, Nixon, Randall might be Jennings, Jordy Nelson, and Randall Cobb. Those three guys might be ahead of Cruz, Nixon, Randall.
I've had Greg Jennings on my fantasy team for the last 3 years. He's great. Jordy Nelson is incredible. You remember that catch that he made to steal the win over the Giants when we lost by three or whatever it was?
Yeah.
I mean, he made a Larry Fitzgerald in his prime catch. And that's when I knew that guy has all kinds of potential. So, I mean, Green Bay's got some good receivers too, but I do like, I mean, I would say comfortably Giants have a top five receiving core.
Oh, no question.
When Nick is healthy. And Victor Cruz has got to be the best slot receiver. If you're going to put him as a slot receiver, he's the best slot in the game. I think NFL just did an article where they broke down Welker versus Cruz, who's the best. Because I think to anyone, if you ask who's the best slot receiver, they're probably just going to say Wes Welker because he's so cemented in that position. But Cruz, he's a burner. I mean, he will blow by you. If you don't respect the Giants' deep game, he and Eli would just say, you know what, we're going to go for this one, and they will toast you. And Manning will hit Cruz in stride for big, you know, just devastating gashes. And with Nicks and everything else, Nicks is a very smart receiver, as Shakes was saying. But, you know, I just don't think Eli has had a better connection with anybody in the last 5 years to hit guys in stride and be sort of a security blanket type of receiver. Cruz is smart, he's sure-handed, and he will burn you and catch balls in stride and just take it to the house. I mean, he is the most dynamic receiver we have.
No, I agree 100%. And the funny thing about it, I'm looking at the article right now. Greg Rosenthal wrote it 3 days ago on NFL.com. He ranked the top five slot receivers in the NFL. He had Percy Harvin number one, Randall Cobb number two, Wes Welker number three, and Cruz all the way down at number four with Amendola five, which I couldn't disagree with more.
Yeah, I disagree with it too. There was an article last week, it must have been, where it was just between 25-point Cruz versus Welker as the elite slot receiver in the league. And Percy Harvin, he's slippery, but, you know, he's also kind of a utility guy with the returning kicks and punts and stuff like that too. So they're not exactly comparable. Randall Cobb, you mentioned him earlier. I agree with that. And Amendola, you know, is obviously pretty good. But I see him more of like a classic Welker, you know, Steve Smith type of guy.
Right.
That doesn't have a lot of yards after the catch stuff going on.
I agree.
But he might catch 15 passes a game, but
it's Cruz for 85 yards.
And Cruz can burn you at any time, though. And that's what I love about Vic. We can't let him go. As you know, the debate between Nix and Cruz, who do we need to sign more? I think you got to go Cruz on this.
I appreciate the call, Andrew.
All right, John, extend that hour.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Bye.
Be good. Good to always hear from my buddy Andrew. And that is the Big Blue Viator on Twitter, by the way. And I have not looked at Twitter yet. We've had so many calls. Mike Farmer, Schmelk taking a play out of real Skip Bayless's playbook, just trying to get people riled up. Mike, you've just offended me. You've offended me. You compared me to Skip Bayless. Seriously? I might just quit. I might go up and hand in my pink slip. Say, guys, I'm done. I just got compared to Skip Bayless. I'm begging you, please don't do that ever again. You're going to make me cry. Mike also adds, and I agree with this one, when all is said and done, and you're right, look, it's the off season. These little lists and rankings really don't actually mean anything. In that respect, you're 100% right. But we'll have a little fun with it. And we start some nice debate. I thought we had some good conversation today. Anyway, Mike's second point, when all is said and done, Randall Cobb and Victor Cruz's career numbers will be a lot more similar than most people think. I agree with that. Randall Cobb, very good. Bone Marrow Blue, you sound like you're doing a show for the other team. Why Brian Austin didn't think Dallas' Super Bowl Nixon Cruz did? Guys, it's a team game. And 2 years ago, Cruz and Nix were a much better tandem than Dez Bryant and Miles Austin. Wasn't close. Like I said, Dez Bryant took a big step last year. Talked to me last October, Nix is a better wide receiver. But the second half of last year, I thought Dez was excellent, and we'll see what happens this year. But yeah, 2 years ago, Nix and Cruz were certainly a better wide receiver tandem than Austin and Bryant. Eli's a better quarterback than Romo, too. So there you go. And Miles Austin, he's not even in the same class as Cruz or Nix. He had one big year, and since then, he's much like Nix, he's had a ton of injury problems, a lot of hamstring issues. Hasn't been the same player. Let's see what else we got here. That Andrew just called up. Nix seems like a team player. Brian will want to be the number one in that vision to Romo and elsewhere. And I think that's a fair point. Dez, it seems like he's gotten his mental part together and off the field stuff, but you never know if he has some TO moments down the road. I think that's a much more, I think that's a bigger risk with someone like Bryant than it would be for someone like Nix or Cruz. I agree with that. Scorp, I think Nix can be a top 10 wide receiver, so he's in the top 15 right now, but Cruz is top 10. At JCS 0-2008, Nix is top 10 easily. I think he's in the class with Julio Jones, Dez, A.J. Green, etc. If he's healthy, I agree with you. Cruz is top 15. Okay, I'll buy that. Jake Henson, Nix slightly ahead of Cruz. Neither are top 10 in the league right now, probably in the 10 to 20 bracket. All right. I think they might crack around 8 or 9. We'll see. Let's see what else we got going on here on Twitter. We got anything else? Got people getting upset here. Mike Thalmer, step away from the ledge, buddy. Just a joke. You know exactly what you're doing when you said Brian is better than Nix. Good show. No comment. Mike, you make me laugh. That's a good thing, by the way. Let's see. Robert Isaac, Giants top five duo in the league. I think top three. And there we go. Good job on Twitter. Good job on the phone, guys. We appreciate it. But don't ever call me real Skip Bayless again. Everybody, good job. We'll be back with you tomorrow, which is Wednesday, then Thursday. Then I'm off Friday and next week for the 4th of July. So we're going to have a little hiatus. But we'll be back with you. Let me see. The 4th is a Thursday, 5th, 6th, 7th. We'll be back with you on the 8th. And then we'll have a couple more days off through the rest of the season. But we will have Big Blue Cake live with you every morning in the morning on Giants.com. Stay tuned to Giants.com for the schedule every day. Everybody, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next time right here on Giants.com.